page 58, measure number 27-141, Polk County Fire District number 1. 5-year local option levy for emergency service operations. Question: shall the district levy taxes of 78 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years beginning 2024-2025 for emergency service operations? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary: Polk County Fire District No. 1 has experienced a service demand increase of over 40% over the past 2 years. In 2022, the district was not able to meet ambulance response standards due to insufficient staffing to meet the increased demand. The current levy was approved by voters in 2014 and renewed at the same rate in 2019. The board has attempted not to increase the levy despite increasing costs to provide services and an 85% increase in call volume over the past decade. This levy of 78 cents per $1,000 of taxable assessed value would allow the district to, 1, hire additional firefighter EMTs to staff an additional ambulance or fire engine 24 hours a day in order to meet response standards, 2, fund short-term daytime firefighters during the summer wildland fire season when call volume and fire impacts increase, 3, fund the replacement of 2 ambulances that will reach the end of their service life during the 5-year levy. The levy would raise approximately $1,349,423 in 24-25, $1,389,906 in 25-26, $1,431,603 in 26-27, $1,474,551 in 27-28, and $1,518,787 in 28-29, for a total of $7,164,270. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate, and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and the collection rate. Explanatory statement. On February 6, 2023, the Polk County Fire District No. 1 Board of Directors voted unanimously to refer a 5-year local option levy or operating levy of 78 cents per $1,000 of taxable assessed value to the May 2023 ballot. If passed, the levy would go into effect on July of 2024 and would replace the current operating levy of 19 cents per $1,000 of taxable assessed value scheduled to expire in June of 2024. An operating levy is being pursued because the district can no longer meet its ambulance response standards due to insufficient staffing to meet an increase in 911 response demands. Call volume has increased by 40% in the past 2 years and 85% in the past decade. The increase in call volume has resulted in more overlapping calls with not enough staff to respond to them. The usage of a second ambulance has increased in the same decade by 188%. Increasingly, the district has had to rely on additional ambulance responses from Dallas, Southwest Polk RFPD, Salem, Albany, and Kaiser due to staff being committed to other calls. If the levy is passed, the operating levy is specifically aimed to support 911 response and does not increase administrative personnel. If the levy passes, the district will, 1, hire additional firefighter and EMTs to staff an additional ambulance or fire engine 24 hours a day in order to meet response standards, 2, fund seasonal daytime firefighters during the summer wildland fire season and when call volume and fire impacts increase, 3, fund the replacement of 2 ambulances that will reach the end of their service life during the 5-year levy. If the levy does not pass, the fire district is intentionally going out for this operating levy a year before the current levy expires. This way, should the levy fail, the board has time to make a difficult decision regarding the level of service that the district can provide, given the level of funding that the community is able to support. There are, however, not only district response standards, but state and county rules regarding response times for ambulances. If the district cannot fund its operations at a level that meets state and county requirements, the district may need to explore alternative ways to support emergency medical response within the district. Further information can be obtained by calling 503-838-1510. Information submitted by Ben Stangy, Fire Chief, Polk County Fire District No. 1. No arguments were filed in support or in opposition to this measure.